Yes.
And what, while you're figuring it out, you're already in it. What you need to do is to get out of it. And figuring it out is because you're in it. You can hear the language.
Yes.
You don't need to figure it out. You can just say, oh, there it is again. There I go again. Never mind. I see that stuff. I see you, Myra. And be happy that you can see it. You've been feeling bad and feeling like you weren't good enough for many years now, and you thought that that was normal. But now you can begin to change that. You can change it. Every time that it comes up, you can change it. Every time that you see it come up, you can just say, yeah, I see that stuff.
Yes. Yes, and this kind of ties to the question of meditation and in itself. I noticed myself when I was taking a short break of meditating, there was this thought that came up, I need to meditate more so I could be be more satisfied so I can deal with this emotion. So it's the good thing is it kind of devote, I have this stronger devotion to the practice, but I also think, I'm not sure, I'm just asking, how should I approach this? Like, should I be just, this is good enough, I can deal with this.
when you use the word approach it, maybe you got it backwards. Maybe what we need to do again is to leave it, which is exactly the same thing as you were wanting to figure it out. You don't need to figure it out. You can just say, oh, there it is again. And I've handled it before, and I can handle it now. Everything is actually okay. I've just been lying to myself. These are just the old lies that I've been telling myself. And reality is that you're okay.
Is it normal for practitioner that this thing just come out the more they meditate? I guess this is more like I just curious.
Let us say that old habits keep coming back. That's the nature of the habits. You started that habit and you give into it again and again, even with the language that you have of trying to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. You say, aha, I can see that. Figuring it out is very much like you remember the story about you're walking down the sidewalk and there you see a dog turd. And you pick up that dog turd and take it into the kitchen. Try to make food out of it. And the answer to that is no, just step aside. You're okay. Those are just old habits, just old thoughts, and you're all right. Everything's all right. Everything is fine. Not a worry in the world. And so what you can do, like you've heard me do many times, is get yourself a set of phrases that you can start saying over and over and over again. Wow, this is okay. Never mind. I can handle this. This is no big deal. No worries. No problems. I'm all right. And you can start saying those things over and over again. Because you know, in reality, they're true. That all the problems you've got, you're making them up. You've been making them up for years, and you're in a habit of making up trouble. You make that stuff up.
I also notice this form of liking and disliking when these memories or this feeling from the old data arising. This is strong disliking. I don't want to feel this. And I think that's the wrong way to deal with it.
I don't want to feel this is exactly what you've been doing. You're in a state of disliking. What you can say instead is, I can handle this. This is no big deal. You keep saying that over and over again. Take a deep breath and says, I can handle this. I can do this. Those are just old habits. And I see them now. And congratulate yourself for being able to see that stuff. You don't have to fix it. Just be happy that you can see it. And begin to change your mind, change your attitude. I can handle this. That you're not a victim to your old bad habits. Now you can see them. Aha, I see that.
Tying back to this question, I also realize there's this. So I've been trying to be more kinder to myself, as in even during meditation or just in whatever I'm doing. What's my body posture? How I'm breathing? What am I feeling inside? How can I help myself to feel slightly better in all this sort of self-caring way? It feels like it feels like I'm swimming against the stream. It just feels like, because I keep doing this more and more, I know that this is good for me. There's this part of me inside that's just rebelling. It's weird. I really don't understand. I know it's all habit. It's just so persistent.
You know that you can handle this. It's just an old habit.
Yes.
And it's time to change your habit. To try to say, I can handle this.
Is it possible, is there a way of, maybe I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong. I'm not sure. It's just, basically, I think the word that comes up to my mind is this. Is there a form of sadness, a form of grieving that I could feel so that I could easily transition through this? I'm not even sure what, it's just, it feels really hard. I mean, yeah, it's just, this is crazy. Oh my God. Okay.
You seem to be really struggling right now. Can you see that you're struggling, trying to get it right, trying to figure it out, trying to figure out the right thing to say? Can you see that? Yeah, you can see that. Okay. And just say, never mind, I don't have to struggle. Never mind, that's okay. I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to make sure everything is already all right.
Yes.
You don't have to fix it. You don't have to figure it out. You can just say, aha, I'm so glad I don't have to figure it out. Say that a couple of times. Let me hear you.
Should I say it out loud?
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't have to figure it out.
I don't have to figure it out.
I'm already okay. I don't have to figure it out.
I don't have to figure it out.
You don't have to figure it out. You're already okay. You can just relax. You don't have to figure it out. Everything is already okay.
Is it okay that I'm aware there's a part of me inside that is scared everything's about to go wrong? It's like it wants to find something so nothing can go wrong. But actually, because of me wanting to find out, that's why things go wrong.
Nothing goes wrong. The only thing that goes wrong is you have the thought that things go wrong. When you have the thought things are going wrong, you say, aha, I see that thought, and everything is actually okay. Nothing's going wrong. That's just a thought. You can see those thoughts and change them. Everything's all right. Everything is fine. No worries. Keep practicing. You're already okay. Practice being okay.
Practice being okay. Yes. Okay. I will do that.
Yeah, practice. Everything is okay. You don't have to figure anything out. Nothing's broken. That's just an old attitude that you've had. And you can change that attitude into everything's okay. Nothing's broken. Don't have to figure it out. Don't have to fix anything. I can just relax and feel safe and secure and comfortable and satisfied.
So, just one last thing is, when I tell myself this and I feel my body tensing up, I just have to keep relaxing it, right? I just have to be aware that it's tensing up, and I just have to...
Just take a deep breath. Just never mind that, in fact, you're tensing yourself up with those thoughts of something's wrong. And when you tell yourself everything is okay, I can relax, then you will relax. You can relax. Everything is okay. You work yourself up into it. You can stop working and let things settle in. Settle, relaxed. Everything is all right. No problems. And you keep saying that. Let me hear you say it. You keep talking about all your problems. I want to hear you talk about how good you feel.
I mean, I've been feeling pretty good in a sense. Just my usual habit, I will be spiraling, I guess, but I'm able to hold myself together.
Yeah, you can do that. In fact, you can enjoy watching it fall apart. It doesn't matter.
Being an observer of what is arising.
Mm-hmm. Learn to have fun.
Have fun
seeing what you're doing. There I go again. Aha, I see that. Wow, I really can tense myself up. I'm champion at tensing up. And now I can relax.
Just keep coming back.
Keep coming back over and over again. Keep coming back to everything is all right. Everything is fine. Build some new habits. The habit is that you can make this. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a relief it is. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's fine. Ivan, you got no problems, no worries. Everything is okay.
I just need to relax myself more.
Everything's okay. Everything is fine. Not a worry in the world. You keep practicing that. You know that's what I'm going to say. So you start saying the things you know I'm going to say. Everything is all right. Everything is fine. No problems. You don't have to figure it out.
I will keep doing that. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you in a couple of days. You go practice being okay.
Oh, well, thank you, Dharma.
All right.